Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Emma and Ashley with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, health experts have warned against swimming in Queensland's Moreton Bay as the water quality, described as sewage-like, may pose significant health risks. Floods have released mud and sediment into the Brisbane River, making up about 98% of Moreton Bay, and has spread to North Stradbroke and Bribie Islands. Experts say the mud contains materials and microplastics which endanger local marine life and trigger algal blooms, causing irritant skin conditions.
A man has recently spent 36 hours trapped in Brisbane's drainage system. The man in his mid-30s had undergone to search for his phone, had gone underground to search for his phone when he became trapped within the underground system. He reportedly spent 36 hours crawling submerged in stormwater and drinking drain water before finding an opening and calling for help. He was taken to hospital in stable condition and treated for cold exposure and abrasions.
In national news, the Australian Defence Force has agreed to trial high-powered lasers to target drones, entering into a multi-million dollar contract with a Melbourne-based company. The $4.9 million contract will have the ADF use the directed energy technology capable of shooting down unmanned aerial vehicles travelling up to 100 kilometres per hour. This deal follows months of criticism against the ADF for not investing in drone warfare technology sooner.
Australia Red Cross Lifeblood has issued an appeal for blood and plasma donors this Easter weekend amid growing demands by hospitals. The demand for blood is 3% higher than this time last year, while the demand for platelets, the clotting agent within blood, is at a record high. Platelets are taken from blood donations and are a vital part of treatment for cancer patients and road trauma victims. Lifeblood has a record of 49 Lifeblood donor centres open throughout Australia on Good Friday, and most centres are open on Easter Monday, providing plenty of opportunities to donate. To book an appointment, call 13 14 95 or book online at lifeblood.com.au or on the Donation Blood app.
In international news, the US and UK are accusing China after a series of cyber attacks affected millions worldwide. US prosecutors claim the espionage campaign, conducted by hacking group APT31, compromised work accounts, emails, and call records of millions of Americans. UK officials also blame APT31 for targeting and hacking politicians critical of China. While Australia was unaffected by the attacks, Foreign Minister Penny Wong has stated concern regarding the digital activities of China state-backed actors.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with 40 millimetres of possible rainfall. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. There is no fire danger rating and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high brand. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.com.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast. We pay our respects to the elders past, present, and emerging.